With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Tom Sammons, who is a professor here at UL Lafayette. He is also now the new director of UL Lafayette School of Architecture and Design. Congratulations on that, Tom. It's a wonderful, honor. And also, I know everyone here on campus is so happy. You've dedicated so much energy and so much creativity to this campus. And so it's a wonderful thing that you're now head of that school.
Thank you. Looking forward to, again, contributing to the great things that School of Architecture and Design has done over the last decades to work with the community.
And I'm glad you said decades, because you've been here since 1994. You joined the faculty in 94. And very soon after that, you began the Community Design Workshop, which has not skipped a beat since you all started, I believe. And we're ultimately going to be working up to talking about the UL Lafayette Master Plan, and in particular, some of the wonderful ideas for pedestrian and biking traffic on campus. But that has its roots in so many of the things that you've been doing since you started the Community Design Workshop. Just to refresh our minds about that, tell us why you got it started here on campus.
I believe our current dean, Gordon Brooks, asked me to come on board on the faculty about 20 years ago. And specifically, he was interested in my urban design background as well as my community background. I'd been doing some of that at other institutions. And he wanted me to start that same program here. So we started it up about 20 years ago working in the Oil Center. And it was predicated on allowing a at that time, a fourth year and now a graduate studio to work in the community, to help communities envision their possibilities in urban design and architecture, landscape, transportation. Through the years, we've worked all over the state. We've certainly worked in Lafayette Parish. We've worked with a lot of towns. Delcom, certainly Cameron, certainly when the Hurricane Rita hit. And we've worked in the surrounding parishes in small towns like Breaux Bridge as well as Carencro and just many, many small towns in Louisiana we think are great gems, have beautiful spaces, very good building infrastructure and great landscape. We think those things need to be regenerated and rebuilt.
Now, this program, the Community Design Workshop, has attracted students from around the country. It's a very special program. Not all architecture programs offer that, and I'm sure even fewer when you first started it here on the UL campus.
Yes, there were fewer of those programs across the nation. Now there are more, and of course, the School of Architecture, that was our first institute, and that became almost the grandfather of our institutes. Now we have the Building Institute, we have the Sustainable Design Studio, and we also have a new Civic Design Studio. All those built on the same sort of foundation of allowing our students to get real-world experience going out into the community and designing and helping our communities envision their own possibilities, but certainly building, designing, and just working and partnering with the community itself.
Mm-hmm. And what does that do for the communities and their relationship with the university? How have you seen that that has grown over the years?
Well, we certainly have made, we think, a lot of friends. We've worked in a lot of beautiful communities. We've actually even had our students who've graduated working as architects ask us to come in their communities that they've, they've graduated from our program, worked in the CDW, and then gone out and practiced and got the CDW to be sponsored in their town and done projects in there. So we're starting to see it go full circle now.
Mm-hmm. Well, now the School of Architecture you mentioned has both undergraduate and graduate students. Just tell people, is that a final degree for architects generally when they get that graduate degree?
The Masters of Architecture There's several ways you can become a registered architect. I mean, in the old days, I had the traditional five and then went on to graduate school. Now most schools are what we call a 4-2, a four-year undergraduate and a two-year master's. And then the second degree that we have is for the non-traditional architecture, undergraduate architecture students. Somebody may have a degree in biology or physics or English, can come back in and get a master's that way. So there's really three degrees out there you can get. We have two of those, the 4-2 and the non-traditional degree for those people outside of architecture.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you go about in the community design workshop, how do you go about choosing the projects that will be most advantageous to your students? What kind of criteria do you use?
Well, first of all, we have a fairly lengthy confrontation.
You don't have that.
No, we don't. we have several meetings, either with a neighborhood group or with possibly a city council or maybe a mayor's to talk about what their needs are and what their visions are and talk about some possibilities. And that takes a couple of months just to show them the kinds of things we're capable of doing and the kinds of things they need doing, and then also make other suggestions. So and through our work and basically through our publications and programs like yourselves and the newspaper, usually get that word out and people contact us on a regular basis. And we have those meetings going on each semester and projects going on all year. We have several projects in the office now as we speak, working out in the community. We're working in Scott on Apollo Road extension. That's a new roadway they're doing, and we're looking at some design, some urban design and also some community design off of that. We're working with Youngsville. We just finished a code with them in collaboration with one of our alums, Lynn Guidry, working on that. We're working on some neighborhood stuff with them. We're working on we're redesigning the quad. That was that's been an ongoing project for the last 3 or 4 years. That's part of our master plan here at the university. And we're also, for the university, doing an extensive tree survey where we document we're doing that through trees, U.S. trees for the campus on Americas. We go through and document all the trees, the species. We measure them. We locate them. We look at the Latin name, common name, and we're putting that in a database for the university as part of our larger sort of master plan.
Right. Well, I want to tell people again who might just be tuning in. My guest is Professor Tom Sammons, who is now the director of the UL Lafayette School of Architecture and Design, talking about many of their programs, including the community design workshop that he spearheaded many years ago, 18 years ago, and is obviously continuing into the future and involved in a lot of projects in the community as well as on campus. We will be talking more specifically about some of the projects having to do with the master plan, which you've mentioned, including the proposed bike lane paths, which is an extension of some of your other projects. I think some people would find it interesting as you're talking about these projects, Tom, you're not talking specifically about houses and buildings. You talk about communities and designs, and you're talking about trees. Give us a bigger sense of what we mean by architecture now, what you're trying to impart to these students. They're not just drawing buildings on a piece of paper and building those.
Yeah, when we think about designing communities or designing cities, designing in an urban fabric, and I would say that Lafayette certainly has over the years become urban, even though that it certainly a lot of its parts are still suburban. We try to think about the space, the space that the pedestrian occupies. We have to consider what the automobile occupies. In the 20th, 21st century, it seems like a lot of our work is to catalog the automobile and contain it. It's a very useful tool, but We want to, as we say in our studio, we want to rack it and stack it. We want to try to make sure it doesn't take over our landscape. Again, Southwest Louisiana has a beautiful landscape. It's one of the few places in the nation that has these beautiful live oaks, which is a kind of cultural icon. In our interest, we're interested in the public space. We are interested in, you know, what makes that public space. Well, it's two things. It's the buildings that tend to make that urban edge, but it's also the landscape that makes that public space. So what do we as citizens occupy within our cities? We streets, squares, parks. And so those are the foundations. If we think about what is important to the community design workshop, we want to make sure we're making clear streets and spaces. We want to make sure that we are making stronger connections where there may not be any, or where the connections, say like Johnson Street, could be strengthened through making that a better street. We want to, again, add density or a compactness to our cities. We want to make it walkable. We want to introduce alternative forms of transportation, whether that's bikes, or we talk a lot about light rail. You know, maybe too early to be talking about it in this town, but we think that's something that's important. We've proposed it before. We are interested in architecture. So if you start to think about that larger framework, the sort of matrix or the order of the larger city, and then you break it down into its component parts, street, park, square, neighborhood, block. And then from the block, you start to break down it to the architecture. Then from the architecture, the component parts of windows, porch, roof, how we enter a building, how it participates within the urban environment. Then we talk about landscape and urban furniture. Those are generally in our courses and in the CDW. Those are the kind of things that we want to get across to the students. We also want the students to get that across to the community. How do we build better cities?
I think people are getting a sense of why you've been chosen to be the new director of the School of Architecture and Design here at UL Lafayette. And we can't forget, design is part of the School of Architecture. So it isn't just the buildings, it is the total design. But when you're describing it, I'm sure it strikes some people that you're really talking about everything from urban planning, civil engineering, horticulture. Your students are really being trained to consider all of those fields in their work.
Yeah, we like to think that our graduates come out of our school with a very comprehensive understanding about design. Whether we're designing cities or whether we're designing silverware, we think that they should be able to do all of those things and those things in between. They should be able to, build buildings, not only design buildings, but physically go out and build buildings. They should have a certain amount of craft that we teach them, not only in terms with how they draw, but possibly how they make things. Again, I think the pedagogy that we have at our school is one of comprehensiveness, and that design makes a difference. And also, I should also say that we are also the School of Industrial Design and Interior Design, which they also do some very incredible things in those programs as well. So we have a very large palette that we, you know, when you're in our school, and we are part of the College of Arts. So sometimes when you're in Fletcher Hall, you know, you never know when somebody is designing possibly a bike or some kind of car, or whether they're doing an interiors, a city, or a building. And sometimes we also have musicians coming through, as well as you know, we have dancers, and it's a pretty energized place. It's a great, yes. It's a great place to teach, and I hope for our students it's a great place to learn.
It's just an incredible ferment of creativity over on that side of campus, absolutely. So you've been involved working with the community. You feel that is very much a part of the mission of the School of Architecture and Design at UL Lafayette, starting the community design workshop. In addition to that, You've been the chair of the UL Lafayette Campus Planning Committee, very involved in how things are growing and developing over many years here at the university. And of course, that's so your work in the community design and the planning committee really works well in what we're going to be talking about over the next week about the master plan here at UL Lafayette. Steve Oob is going to be coming to talk with us next week about the entire plan. But I'd like to talk a bit about something people have been hearing about, and that is the proposed bike lanes here on campus, which is really kind of the culmination of something that you've been working on for a long time. Tell us when you first got involved with bike lanes with your projects.
Yes, bike paths. Yeah, you know, the CDW did a project. I think it was in 2002. We were asked by, at that point, the Environmental Science College to go and look at the athletic center, but also the research park, and come up with ideas and strategies from Johnson Street, which Blackham is, all the way back to the research park. And so, back in 2000, we ran a CDW, and we had several charrettes. We had the university, we had students involved, we had faculty involved, we had administrators involved looking at that back in 2002. And what came out of there was a couple of things to allow the university to see that as a totality. And then working with some of our partners, with Lyndon Vinson, which was the dean at that time, and LEDA, Lafayette Economic Development Authority, they thought we should push that farther. We co-wrote a grant, which was an enhancement grant to the DOTD, to start putting in place some of the pedestrian and bike paths that were envisioned in that project. So we had this this good input from the university, and from that we applied for the grant and we got it. So, unfortunately for Louisiana, we got hit with a couple of hurricanes, which delayed the project. But as soon as the DOTD felt like it was they had things under control after those two natural disasters, we started construction, and about a year or so ago, we finished that project, about almost a 2-mile path. And so the strategy of that was to start thinking about, with a bike path, that how do we connect the traditional campus with the commons? And one of the ways to do that was, of course, one of the CDW projects that we've worked on for a long time here at the university was Johnson Street. How do we improve Johnson Street? How do we make it better? I mean, how do we just actually put sidewalks on it? And we looked at that project all the way, I think, past the shopping centers out there. So it was a large scale project. But embedded into that was this bike path, and so the DOTD granted us that. But it's always been about how do you start to create, and again, you start to look at things in a larger context, in a totality. You know, again, I talked earlier about those connections. How do we make that connection from that end to this end? So the first one we got was, of course, and completed. That was a good start.
And describe again where it starts.
E.R.S. Landry runs all the way on the side of Cajun Dome Boulevard. It crosses Congress. It comes across the Cajun Dome. It goes a little behind the fraternity houses, goes through our park that's part of Bourgeois Hall. And again, back then there was a fence that separated those. You couldn't walk from that park to Blackham Coliseum. So we snuck it through over a culvert and up Blackham Coliseum and down Johnson Street. And that was all the land that we owned at the time. And of course, the grant stipulated that it was on university property. And so that was the first one. And then just lately, we received, again, with collaboration with Lafayette Consolidated Government, with the Federal Transit Administration, we got a grant to then take the one from Johnson through St. Julian, and that's how we get across Johnson Street, go into Youth Park, which, of course, Youth Park was an exchange of land for the horse farm. The university got that. So we take it through Youth Park. We bridge the Coulee, and we come up, and we land right at Rex, which then – so that's the second one. That one will – in the next couple of years, we'll be seeing that one under construction. And again, that was, again, with partnering with Lafayette Consolidated Government.
And of course, that gets students and bikers and pedestrians to the campus right there on Rex and Lewis
right.
Street.
So our goal always from the beginning was how to make that connection. How do we connect traditional campus with the commons? And what are those threads that you have to do? So and so even in our visioning way back in 2002, this is when we were started working on that, is slowly, surely putting the things, writing the grants that we need to write to get the necessary funding to make that happen. So that gets us all the way into Rex. And of course, as you know, about 2 years ago, Dr. Savoie, one of the things that he wanted to do, certainly in the beginning of his administration, was look at how do we rebuild the community of campus. We needed so many things. We needed new housing for our students. We needed to redo the student union. We needed to improve our infrastructure. We needed parking garages. And also part of that master plan that Steve will be talking about again is how do we make that connection to the commons area or the research park, but how also sort of the plan got a little bit bigger. How do we make that connection to the Lord's property, which has been vacated? So those are things that we're interested in here at the university in terms of rebuilding our community, but we're also interested in building a bigger network so that a lot of students, a lot of faculty ride their bikes from the surrounding neighborhoods, so that we have to connect into a network of biking infrastructure that exists out there that Lafayette Consolidated Government is putting in place. So that connectivity is very important for a university to have a strong connection to its neighborhoods on all sides, or the oil center or Freetown or the downtown, and certainly over to the commons area or the research park. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about those proposed lanes, because you're talking about bike paths that have been built on university property and they're going down lanes that you've built. We're talking about community streets here that obviously intersect with our campus, St. Mary Boulevard and other streets. So give us sort of a vision of what's – and again, Steve will talk about more of the complete master plan. But what are we envisioning here with these two lanes for cars and two for bikes? And
yeah, that's if you think about our master plan, one of the things that if you look at what we're doing is we're building parking garages. There's a new one that's about ready to start close to Fletcher Hall, between Fletcher Hall and Ruzio. So if you look at in any time being urban, remember I talked about how do we rack and stack cars. So we're doing that. We're basically implementing one of the first, strategies in urban design is to try to take back your land from the automobile. So a lot of the on-street parking, a lot of the parking lots that we see, especially – and we've seen it next to certainly a university where – all that parking has been removed. We're going to see more and more steps of that slowly get put in place to where we return university into this beautiful landscape that it deserves so much. And you kind of think about that. For us, we have this tradition of this great quad, and of course we have this great swamp that's over here with the nesting alligator that has a 100 eggs or something. I just went over to see that the other day. It's amazing. When anybody that comes to visit me, I certainly bring them bring them to see the swamp, what amazing mm-hmm. piece of landscape that we have in our own heart of our university. So, but anyway, so that's important. Those are sort of fundamental urban design
things. Right, to enhance those aspects as well as the beautiful buildings right. we do have on campus.
So we have to do something with the cars, but the big move now is to take St. Mary's. And again, you think about that St. Mary's, again, is one of those connectors. It's one of those very important connections for us to connect our campus to the Lord's property or our campus to those neighborhoods. So right now, the plan is to reduce St. Mary's to two lanes of traffic, so that you have what we call shared lanes, right, on both sides, and that would move through campus. And there's some other things we want to do. We want to try to widen the crossings on Johnson Street. So, again, a lot of our students are crossing from these neighborhoods. So we make it easier for them to traverse, right? So anyways, that's with our partners. Of course, we have to do that with Lafayette Consolidated Government and with their planning as well as with the government to make that possible, to start to make our campus much more healthier for our students and much more safe to be able to separate the automobile traffic with the pedestrian, with the bike.
So it would be separated by something physical?
Yes. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a couple of discussions whether we put planters down there or maybe some bollards. Those are things that – and I think Steve will be able to talk about mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. Much more to help separate that so that the biker feels protected. Because, again, think about if you're out on, you know, Ambassador Caffrey or something like that, and those sidewalks are right up next to an automobile going 55 miles an hour, psychologically – that's not very safe, right? So, again, in any urban environment, you want to try to protect the pedestrian, whether it's through a planting strip or remove the sidewalk somewhat off of the – and, again, there's a tradition all across the world about you can build big streets, but you have to provide for, you know, the bikes and you have to provide for pedestrians. Everybody – there's room in there for everybody. So you just have to plan that and to design it to make it appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your time here at UL, and again, I want to let people know, my guest is Tom Sammons, a professor here at UL Lafayette, and now the director of the School of Architecture and Design, has been on the university's campus planning committee for many years. Give us your sense of how, I mean, obviously the master plan is the culmination of many years of thought and desires for changes. But just as you walk around campus and you see students, and do you see the behavior of students changing as some of these things have happened on campus, new housing, more focus on biking? Well, what is your sense of campus right now?
Well, I don't know if I can talk about the students. I can certainly see what I perceive. It's certainly a very exciting time to be, I think, to be a faculty member on this campus. I would think. Matter of fact, I put my son in those new dorms. He was a freshman here last year, and I wanted him to have that university experience that I had, and I believed in that. And so, you know, he came in, lived in one of those dorms, parked his car in the parking garage, and I think he benefited from being on campus and being in an academic community where, you know, the campus is not only for academics, but it's also there's other life enriching things that go on here with, you know, things, plays, you know, athletic events. You know, it's an important community in the heart of this city. So it's a very exciting time. I see the transition from a suburban campus to an urban campus. We're starting to design very specific urban spaces. I think the new design for the student union, and I don't know if you've seen those, but, you know, that opens up, it certainly opens up the lake. Now students are going to have a chance to, you know, view the lake, but also to be able to have access as the building is going to pull itself back and address both streets, McKinley 1. And it's, again, one of the things that that building does, it becomes a good urban building because it starts to make space. It starts to make those kind of things. So so it's, you know, I think when we start, all those projects are already starting to happen. And, I mean, we see the parking garage coming on. We see the bike paths coming in. And, of course, it's not going to happen overnight, but it's happening. And, you know, just think of the last 3 years, we fundamentally changed the north end of campus. And I think that with the master plan, Steve will talk about this even more. And of course, we have a new exciting athletic master plan that's getting ready to happen. That's exciting as well.
Absolutely. And I know you're going to have to buy some more bike racks. You have to stack and rack those bikes. My guest, Tom Sammons, director of the UL Lafayette School of Architecture and Design, talking about some wonderful things happening on campus, wonderful bike paths extending to the North Campus, the Commons, and the main campus. And it's all a part of the master plan. You can find that on the UL Lafayette's website. You can see more images of that, and we'll speak with Steve Oop next week about the master plan in general. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you.